The biggest problem the world will face in 20 years is population collapse.
Oh, come on. Of all the excuses not to wear a condom. That one checks the game. Population collapse? Has he been to Disney World on a Saturday? The only thing that's collapsing is the Dumbo ride under the weight of all those obese 8-year-olds.
And he goes on to say we need global depopulation. We'll play it next segment. Now, there is some truth to what he's saying in many ways, and I'll explain that right now. But their agenda is total enslavement and no freedom, not just forced depopulation. And their entire system is organized to now carry out this depopulation. And the first groups they hit with the most hardcore weapons was the Western world, who they say consumes the most, so we deserve to be soft-killed. So those idiots in the audience that had to have injections in California to go into his studio, they've been implanted with soft-kill weapons that destroy their testicles and ovaries and cause blood clots. Would they still be for depopulation if they knew it was being done to them? They just want to be in the position of God. They want to be in the position of who lives and who dies, and now they're externalizing their world depopulation operation. They have articles every day saying, I'm crazy, nobody wants to depopulate you, nobody's hurting you with the shots, 5G is good for you, GMO is good for you, nanotech microplastics are good for you, when all the statistics show it's killing us and causing every neurological and other disorder you can imagine. Liver failure, kidney failure, cancer. Sperm counts down 96% on average in the Western world. Women's eggs fried. We get in radiation chambers to fly through an airport. They're killing us. And we're sitting here watching it. And all these people that serve the system on the left and the right go along with it, pretending like they're on the winning team. When you're the emperor's new clothes, you are the losers. Every minute, every hour, every day, every week, every month, every year, we are on air. The forces of anti-human tyranny are enraged because we've got their number. We know who they are, and we know how to beat them together. InfoWars is the front line. InfoWars is the tip of the spear. InfoWars is the hope of humanity, and that means you. The listeners and viewers, the incredible activists of every race, color, and creed are the resistance. We are the resistance. Now, I was supposed to already be taken off the air years ago. By the grace of God and your support, we're still here. They knew as this New World Order launched into operational phase out of beta that if we were still on the air and that if people could find the clips of what we predicted in the past, that we would have meteoric support, and that we would be able to rally humanity together to understand what we're facing and defeat these people. They need to be able to launch their public depopulation operation from beta to operational without any criticism of it and completely gaslight people into submission. But if there's anybody there, like in the Emperor's New Clothes parable, to call out the fact that the Emperor's butt naked, their whole house of cards will come down. So before I hit all this huge news, let me just tell you a quick synopsis of the Emperor's New Clothes parable. Maybe you guys could just pull up a version somewhere. There's many tellings of it. But there was the emperor of this powerful kingdom, an empire, and he wanted the finest clothes. He wanted something special to wear, and he had the greatest coat makers and cloak makers and suit makers, not just in his kingdom, but from faraway kingdoms come and always making fancier and fancier things. And then a caravan came into town with just beautiful silk and all the things of the East, but he'd seen that before, and diamonds and ruby encrusted crowns. He said, no, I don't want to buy that. I've already got that. And they said, sir, we have a special shipment here in this wagon train that only true divine royalty can see. And if you're not divine and not royal, you can't even see the thread, the golden thread from which it is woven. And they pulled out the thread. They pulled out the fabric, and he didn't see anything. Well, he didn't want to admit that he wasn't divine. He didn't want to admit that he wasn't the emperor. So under peer pressure, he said, okay, make me a fine suit. And he basically gave them the equivalent of billions of dollars to weave him this suit. And his ministers and his queen and his children and everyone didn't want to tell him, sir, you're naked, because he believed he was wearing the beautiful clothes. And if they didn't go along with the lie, he might chop their heads off. But finally, he has a parade because he wants to show off his beautiful clothes. Because finally, before he was wearing his underwear that were actually real underwear, but they came to him and said, sir, we want to sell you something else. We want to sell you underwear. And so finally, he wasn't just not wearing a shirt or pants or a cloak. He was wearing absolutely nothing. And so he marched at the head of this big parade, and everybody cheered his beautiful clothes. Everybody said he was the most amazing person in the universe, until a two-year-old child screams, he's naked, he's naked, he's naked. The emperor is naked. And then everybody else started laughing, and the house of cards came down. That's the story of gaslighting. That's the story of mind control. And that's what all of this is. So they're at a segue point where they've been denying world government, denying depopulation, denying the plan to collapse the economy, denying all the pedophilia they're pushing while they push it. And then there's got to be a point finally where the depopulation and implosion is evident, because they've cut the resources off, and where they need to organize what's left of the first world to accept the killing of the third world and others so that they still have their goods and services, so they can then panic us and stampede us into submission to their game plan. And that's where we are right now. And so suddenly, on ABC News, NBC News, CNN, HBO with Bill Maher, I've got all these clips, so many we can't even play them all. They've come out and said, you know what? What's wrong with cannibalism? What's wrong with depopulation? What's wrong with human sacrifice? What's wrong? We need to get rid of at least 70, 80, 90% of the people. Bill Maher came out Friday night and said it. He said depopulation is a good thing, but what does that mean? Collapse, destruction of civilization, mass death? Does Bill Maher really think he'll be protected? But see, that's the emperor's new clothes. He's going along with it, and so many others are going along with it, because they feel like they're part of the power structure, and if they say no to it, they'll be kicked out of the power structure. They'll lose their peacock positions. But if this plan actually goes through, they will be destroyed as well, guaranteed, because the plan isn't just 90%. It's much higher than that, and it's a post-human nightmare world. It's entirely satanic and anti-human. So that's where we are. And we've got all these clips. We're going to be getting to a lot of them today, but that's really the front and center issue here of why InfoWars can't be on the air, of why InfoWars has to be railroaded. And people ask me, how are you handling judges in two states saying you're already guilty and telling a jury you're guilty, just decide how guilty you are, and you can't call witnesses, you can only call witnesses they've called, and what is it like to have the judge tell the jury you're guilty? Well, it's to me a canary in the coal mine. I'm not even personally worried about all this. I'm worried about what it signifies for everybody else and the type of world we're going to be living in, with forced inoculations, thought police arresting you for your speech. You know, a war veteran, actually a war hero, it turns out, highly decorated war veteran, 60-something years old in the UK, posted on his Facebook an image of the trans flag as a swastika. Now, everybody's allowed to put swastikas on they want and call their political enemies or groups they don't like Nazis. But he posted, and we'll show it to you next segment, and they arrested him, and we have the video of it. It's been up on InfoWars.com since Saturday. I forgot to get to it last night. We're going to get to it today. But they're at his house, these young political commissar police, and they take him away for the trans flag, which if you flip it around, does make a swastika. So that's where all this is going. There's the post. If you simply put the flags together, end to end, it makes a swastika. And if you actually look at the World Economic Forum's new circular sun symbol, it's a swastika, a rainbow swastika. And you see the Davos Group and the UN all using the same names, the same terms, the same organizations. They've merged. And so now in Canada and Australia and New Zealand and Germany and France and England and Scotland, you post something that they say hurts someone's feelings, the police tell him, and they take him to jail. Now, do you think you're living in a free, safe society there?
The globalist Great Reset, or the war for the world, is here. But humanity is not being caught flat-footed because of InfoWars and because of your support. Ladies and gentlemen, it is now more important than ever as we reach the critical heart of the battle that you spread the word and that you support liberty and that you warn people like you've never done before. We have come so far together. Please help keep us on the air. We're under massive attack right now, but we're going to win with your help. We're going to overcome this with your help and with God's blessing. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com and get this book. Many, many, many years of research have gone into this. The Great Reset and the War for the World, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. There's also signed copies available as well. We got a lot of other big projects we're working on that are about to start launching as well, but this is the cavalry because we need the funding and you need this book because it warns the world of the globalist plan. Get The Great Reset at InfoWarsStore.com.
And finally, new rule, the recent report that informed us that in November of this year, the population of the Earth will hit 8 billion is not good news. And those who regard it as such should be treated for TikTok brain. The Secretary General of the United Nations, of all people, said that welcoming our 8 billionth person was an occasion to celebrate our diversity. Yes, what a comfort that people of all races will be contributing to an already unsustainable carbon footprint and choking and starving equally. Have you seen what has been happening with the climate in recent years? Did you see England last week? England is pretty far north, but the runways are melting. Our farmland is shrinking due to scorching temperatures and drought. One out of four people on Earth is food insecure, what we used to call hungry. There's another one. And billions face some form of water scarcity. Water isn't the only thing we're running out of. Clean air, quality soil, rainforests, wetlands, the precious metals that make our phones work. We're even running out of sand. Sand. Which may not seem important, but without it, you can't make concrete or glass, like for windows, so you can look outside and see the world ending. And all of this is not unrelated to there being ever more people on Earth who tend to use things. Tracy Stone Manning is our director of the Bureau of Land Management, and she said, if there were fewer of us, we would have less impact. We must consume less, and more importantly, we must breed fewer consuming humans. Yes, I thought this was a duh. And until very recently, it was. But now there's a growing movement of people more worried about population decline. Decline, that's what we should be celebrating. But Elon Musk says
The biggest problem the world will face in 20 years is population collapse.
Oh, come on. Of all the excuses not to wear a condom. That one checks the thing. Population collapse? Has he been to Disney World on a Saturday? The only thing that's collapsing is the Dumbo ride under the weight of all those obese 8-year-olds.
And he goes on to say we need global depopulation. We'll play it next segment. Now, there is some truth to what he's saying in many ways, and I'll explain that right now. But their agenda is total enslavement and no freedom, not just forced depopulation. And their entire system is organized to now carry out this depopulation. And the first groups they hit with the most hardcore weapons was the Western world, who they say consumes the most, so we deserve to be soft-killed. So those idiots in the audience that had to have injections in California to go into his studio, they've been implanted with soft-kill weapons that destroy their testicles and ovaries and cause blood clots. Would they still be for depopulation if they knew it was being done to them? Who decides who does this? So let me explain the problem with population. People are being taken off the land, they're being herded into cities, they're being purposely dumbed down, and they're not being taught how to be good, productive humans by design. And so we are producing, particularly in young people, a bunch of lazy TV heads that don't do anything. The globalists are smart. They make you make yourself obsolete. They turn you into a spectator, into a jellyfish, and then you don't have any purpose because they want the future. They want the life extension. They want control of the earth. Then they are purposely undermining and undercutting the sustainable carrying capacity of not just humans and our civilization, but the whole planet. They are manipulating the weather. They are cutting off carbon dioxide, that is the life-giving gas on Earth, as important or more important than oxygen. They are deliberately creating all the genetic engineering that is wreaking havoc on the environment. They're creating all these new seed lines that don't produce seeds that grow. They are introducing things to the environment on purpose, collapsing the earth. They don't want to just kill humans. They've already had this big destructive project with poison and toxins and all the rest of it, and now they're bringing in something even more destructive. This is a planet-killing machine, whatever's in control of this. That's the reality. And they've been saying since the time of Plato, 2,300 plus years ago, that there's too many people. And they said it under Malthus 300 years ago, and Francis Galton 170 years ago, and Adolf Hitler 80 years ago. And Yuval Harari saying it now. They want you to hate yourself. They want you to decide you're bad, just like the Aztecs and just like the Babylonians and just like all the other cultures that sacrifice humans. If you go to the archaeological sites all over the world and they decipher the stone tablets of those cultures, the priest class was always saying, there's too many people and we've got to decide who's going to die and we're going to have sacrifices to reduce the population. They just want to be in the position of God. They want to be in the position of who lives and who dies. And now they're externalizing their world depopulation operation. They have articles every day saying, I'm crazy. Nobody wants to depopulate you. Nobody's hurting you with the shots. 5G is good for you. GMO is good for you. Nanotech microplastics are good for you. When all the statistics show it's killing us and causing every neurological and other disorder you can imagine. Liver failure, kidney failure, cancer. Sperm counts down 96% on average in the Western world. Women's eggs fried. We get in radiation chambers to fly through an airport. They're killing us. And we're sitting here watching it. And all these people that serve the system on the left and the right go along with it, pretending like they're on the winning team. When you're the emperor's new clothes, you are the losers. Those of us fighting this are awake, are informed, are educated, and we're starting to really turn the tide. Elon Musk is 1,000,000,000% right when he says if you don't have 2.2 humans to replace a mother and father, you don't even have replacement rate. Because a lot of folks don't have children. A lot of people die before they have children. We need 2.2 people for every two people or civilization collapses. Are there a bunch of people living horrible lives of squalor in megacities around the world? Are there people starving to death? Absolutely. Should they be brought up to speed? Should they be industrialized? Should they be educated? Should they be encouraged to have 2.2 children? And idiot liberals always go, how does somebody have 2.2? He's dumb. That means in the average. But that's not being done. Instead, they're promoting transgenderism to sterilize our boys and poisoning the hell out of everybody. And then you get around the globalists. They are a bunch of demonic, sick, sociopathic, sadistic demons. They set all this up to have fun killing people and playing God. And I'm going to say it again to the idiots and that Bill Maher audience. You're laughing and giggling, talking about killing everybody. You're like a cow in a slaughterhouse laughing, watching the other cows getting chopped up. You're next, you fool. Unbelievable. A lot of big news today. Stay with us.
I'm not worried about the population collapsing. I'm worried about the glaciers collapsing and the food chain and the electrical grid. Look, I'm a big Musk fan, but I have no idea what he's talking about when he says Earth could sustain many times its current population and the ecosystem would be fine. It's not fine now. Nature World News just reported an unprecedented global extinction crisis with more than a million species expected to die off in the next few decades. The bees are all dying, and the coral reefs. Fish populations in the ocean are collapsing. What the f*** are these people talking about? America's population is now about 335 million, and there's a supposedly smart guy named Matthew Iglesias who wrote a book called 1 Billion Americans, arguing there should be a billion of us, a billion Americans. Insert your own traffic on the 405 joke here.
It's giant populations that allowed us to build this huge infrastructure. We have to replace our numbers just to keep it going, but see, they're cutting off the energy. They're cutting off the food production. They admit they are. And then saying global warming did it. And global warming in the jungles made the coronavirus, the COVID-19. No, they made it in a lab. They purposely collapse society. Then they blame us for the collapse of society. And they admit they're collapsing the society. It's not even hidden. The globalists want to get rid of the rest of us. And I'll tell you right now, I can politically look at this, I can historically look at it, I can economically look at it and tell you, God gave us this earth as our providence. We are to be good stewards of it, but we are to go forth and multiply to the stars. And if you want to live under feudalism, if you want to be depopulated and let them have the power to do that, you're crazy. Because this is about mass murder. It's not about saving the earth. These people say they'll create 1,000 earths once they merge the machines and become a god. They see this earth as their blood supply to build the new system they're constructing, as their placenta. Well, it's our placenta that God gave us. It's not them to decide to act like God. They have 2 years of lockdowns in the third world, not 3-4 months, and it causes mass death and starvation. Then they flood us with those third world populations and weaponize the uneducated people. I'm not hating them. I know they're a zombie horde who's been programmed to attack. And it's going to get so bad, most people are going to sit back and say, well, I'm glad that virus, wink, wink, got released, you know, the next more deadly virus, because at least it wiped out 5 billion people, and now we've got electricity. But you're not going to not have electricity because of the 5 billion people. You're not going to have electricity because they're turning the damn power plants off. It's very simple. They cut the resources. It's very simple. The Pentagon in the 60s did a study. I've read it on air. There have been other studies done around the world. But within 10 days of no electricity and no running water and the food runs out, most people resort to homicide. 90%+ of people start killing. The other 10% commit suicide. Because they don't want to do bad things. But 90% turn into homicidal maniacs. You know what happens on day 15 and 16 in every study and in countries it's happened in? What happens on day 15 and 16? Cannibalism. And as a metaphor, the New York Times had a big article last week or 2 weeks ago saying cannibalism's good. There's too many people. We need to get rid of humans. They're getting you used to it. Oh, we're going to use the bodies of dead people. 20 plus states passed laws to give fertilizer to the crops. Oh, we're going to kill that old lady and hire 10 teachers. The idea that you kill somebody, you take something from somebody, and that's how you get ahead. That's called barbarism. That's called government and culture by collapse and road warrior destruction. And that's the world they're building. By the way, there have been a bunch of in-game derivatives made by fans and by us. We've made three of them. Fans have made dozens of them. On Saturday's emergency broadcast, I did 2 hours live, then aired about 70 minutes of two mini-documentaries with the name Endgame in them. And we should take those out of Saturday's list and post them to band.video. But they're within the Saturday emergency broadcast at band.video if you want to see them. But because I said I can't find that special Endgame I made 1 year after the original Endgame came out, I called it Endgame 2.0, but I couldn't find it. Well, now it's on band.video. Somebody found it. I don't know who around here, but it's Endgame 1.5. So guys, go to band.video and pull it up. Endgame 1.5. Advanced Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Go watch that. He's been dead for a decade. Made the film 15 years ago. Dr. Michael Kaufman has the documents in the 60s where they would create transgenderism and push homosexuality for depopulation. That's just a small part of it, but it's just incredible that we are now living in the middle of this together. And we know what the next phase is, and it is nightmarish to the max. So all these people going along with the leftist woke agenda, everybody following orders and following nonsensical logic-killing statements, those are nonsensical and don't make sense on purpose because you've got to go against common sense. You've got to go against your own instincts and say two men can have a baby, two women can have a baby, two women can have a baby in prison. You've got to go against your common sense and say, oh no, this isn't a recession, and be gaslit by these people so that you'll accept the next absurdity and the next absurdity. And the absurdities are going to get more and more and more deadly. Bill Maher said the ice caps have all melted. The ice caps are bigger than they've ever been recorded. Granted, we've been recording them only for about 100 years. Everything they say is a damn lie. And so you can either realize we're right about this and start fighting it now, or you can do it later when your position is much worse. So everybody pats me on the back, gives me hugs, and says, oh, you're under attack. You're all over the news as the demon of hell. How are you taking it? I knew all this was coming because I knew I was right. And I knew this point would come. I'm not worried about myself. I'm worried about all of us together. I love you. I love my children. They're going to grow up in a world with your children. We're not going to let them down. You've got my complete, total commitment to you. But I will tell you, I will never give up. I will never sell out. But ladies and gentlemen, I could give out. And so I need your support. I need your prayers. And I need you to spread the word about what we're doing because I didn't ever think we'd be the tip of the spear. I had a vision, an epiphany, an understanding that I was going to detonate the resistance and that all these amazing leaders would come out of it. And it's starting to happen. What God and the Holy Spirit put in my mind and heart and soul is happening. And I see those original messages now clearer than ever, how amazingly accurate they were. But I and my simple human soul did not fully grasp it until I saw God's mysterious ways being fulfilled. And I can tell you, God is 100% real, and the devil's 100% real, and this fight we're going into that we're already in the beginning stages of is so real. And your body doesn't matter. What matters is your soul and your will to never give up. We're going to go through hell. I'm going to be demonized relentlessly, and then I will be destroyed. But I am a victor. I am a winner. I decided this. You need to make this decision. Your soul is eternal, and this is boot camp. We need to pass this test. Let's do it together. And our souls forever will be with our children and our grandparents and our entire lineage, and we'll be taken to the next level of consciousness. It's a big universe, and we're just at step one. We're going to win together with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Stay with us. We have done incredible things together. The InfoWars family that you are the heart of has changed the world for the better. Humanity's not being hit flat-footed by the globalist takeover. The resistance is exploding all across the world, and it is incredible. So I salute you, and I thank you for your support. You are what they fear most. Populist patriots, not just in the U.S., but worldwide, that want a pro-human future. Our work has never been more important. And InfoWars has never been under greater attack. And we have plans and operations that we know will not just keep us on the air, but make InfoWars more effective than ever. A lot of projects we've been involved in are just now launching, like the book, like Alex's War, and so many other projects that are 3 or 4 months behind, but are about to be rolled out. But those projects could be blown up on the ground, on the launch pad, if we don't get hundreds of thousands of dollars of extra funding every month for the next 6 months at least, because the bandwidth alone at Band.Video is costing us hundreds of thousands of dollars a month, because it's a rebel outpost with 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 million views a day changing the world. So again, thank you for what you've done there, but help keep us on the air now more than ever. The Great Reset book, now available for pre-order, also signed copies, InfoWarsStore.com. The Enemy's Battle Plan, absolute must-have, InfoWarsStore.com. Please get it there now. We also have Vitamineral Fusion, sold out for a long time, our number one best-selling product, so good for your immune system. It is back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, our newest product, Diet Force. I've already lost 39 pounds on this. Yeah, I was getting really fat. InfoWarsStore.com. You get all three of our great toothpastes that are fluoride-free for 50% off together or 40% off individually. We need funds now more than ever. Help keep us on the air at this critical juncture, and you're going to see major victory very, very soon. Hell, we're already seeing it. So I salute you. I thank you. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and check out these and other amazing products.